Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Tetzaveh. It is also the Shabbos right before Purim, as Purim will begin on Motzei Shabbos on Saturday night. Can we tie the Parsha of Tetzaveh together with Purim? And the answer is yes, we can. Because much of Parsha's Tetzaveh deals with clothing, namely the clothing that the Kohanim, the priests, and the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, wore in the Mishkan, the tabernacle, as well as in the Beis Hamikdash, the temple, years later. Purim has a focus on clothing as well. For, as we all know, it is a custom for people to dress up on Purim. While this custom is especially prevalent among children, many adults will dress up as well. Now, let's talk about dressing up and clothing, and why it's important in the parasha for the priests and the high priest, and why it's important for Purim. The commentators discuss that the idea of clothing, or at least one of the ideas of clothing, is the idea that when you have something which is very internal, something which is not meant to be exposed and let out and seen by everyone, but is just too precious, too important, too deep to just be let out and exposed openly, it needs to be covered. And the idea of clothing is that there is something contained within that's very deep, very special, very precious, and needs to be covered and represented through an outer veneer. The outer veneer is meant to be a reflection of what's inside, while still covering and protecting the inner core of the internal aspect. The Kohanim, the priests in the Mishkan, served inside the tabernacle, inside the Mishkan. Only they were allowed to go into certain parts of the Mishkan. The high priest was the only individual allowed to go into the Holy of Holies. And their job was to work on the inside. While the other sections of Jewry had to stay outside, the priests, the Kohanim, are able to go inside. Hence, their job is to nurture and develop an inner core of sanctity, which then would radiate outwards towards the rest of the Jewish people. But this inner core of sanctity that they possess must be protected. And it's protected and covered through these special clothing. The clothing reflect that inner core, but it keeps the inner core protected and covered from any sort of damage from just being exposed and externalized. It keeps it internal and special, but the clothing are meant to reflect that. Now let's go to Purim and see how that idea reflects in Purim as well. The miracle of Purim was what's called a Nes Nistar, a hidden miracle. God's name does not appear in the story of the Megillah, the book of Esther, anywhere, because there are no overt miracles, there are only covert miracles. Everything that happened can just be chalked up to happenstance, coincidence, and yet when we look at the big picture, we see that in fact everything is being moved by God himself. The holiday of Purim is named after the lots that were cast by Haman. And in fact, we find the idea of lots in many places in Judaism, and the commentators explain that the idea of a lot can be looked at as something that is either completely random, has no cause at all, or, on the contrary, one can say that because there is no natural cause and effect process in a lot, in a raffle, in the drawing of random names or dates, the only thing it could be ascribed to is God's intervention. That is, it connects directly to God himself. And there is no natural cause and effect system at all. Whereas other parts of nature we can ascribe natural cause and effects to, but the lots, either we say they're completely random, or we recognize that, on the contrary, there's nothing random, and if something's happening, it must be ascribed to God himself. Thus, the idea of v'nahafachu, everything was turned over. Haman, the progeny of Amalek, the poster child for the nation of Amalek, says everything is happenstance, there is no God, it's all happenstance, and the absolute situation, scenario of happenstances, drawing of lots, drew lots to find the best day to kill the Jewish people, to wipe out the Jewish nation from the face of the earth. And the miracle of Purim shows that, on the contrary, those very lots were his downfall. God took those lots and used them to bring about the downfall of Haman and the revelation of God. Thus, it was exposed that what looked to be completely random was in fact connected to God. That is, we have an internal core, very, very deep, very, very difficult to sense at times, because it does not expose itself at all, God's guiding hand in the world. And the absolute pinnacle of this idea of hiddenness is in a lot. And here we have an external manifestation of the fact that in the natural world, what seems to be completely random is in fact now becomes a reflection of a very important internal point of the fact that God is running everything and we connect it directly to God. We bypass the entire natural world. This lot has no natural cause and effect. It can only be ascribed to God himself. Everything is turned over. What looks completely random is in fact completely driven by God himself without any intermediaries of natural functions of the natural world he put into place. And thus we dress up on Purim. We dress up on Purim to show that there's something hiding behind the mask. And there looks to be an external, but really the external is just, not just an illusion, but it's a means to seeing that what looks completely external, what looks like it has no connection whatsoever, on the contrary, that in fact is the most connected. And it gives us the greatest revelation of godliness because there's nowhere else to connect it to. Something which is somewhat coincidental, but can be ascribed to natural causes and so on. We are able to look and say, oh, this happened, that happened. But when something this crazy happens, there's nowhere else to go except to ascribe it back to God, to go back to where it came from. And the holiday of Purim is recognizing that even that, on the contrary, the most random event is in fact connected. And the clothing that God puts into place in this world to hide everything is in fact the means for us to connect it back to God and to recognize that this clothing is not just an entity unto itself. And the clothing is important unto itself. On the contrary, the clothing is merely a reflection of an internal core. Hence the custom to dress up on Purim to show that this looks external, but in fact it's a means to recognizing something far more deep, far more internal. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos and a happy Purim.